What is going on with y'all, man? It is Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all. Now, today we are coming back with a part two to the most recent video we did on the channel, which was about UFOs, a little bit about fallen angels, and the demonic presence of UFOs, and the fact that we believe they are spiritual more than physical, right? Now, in this video, I have a very, very interesting clip. Some of y'all may have seen this clip before because it went around a lot on YouTube about 4 to 5 years ago, right? It comes from two guys who are well-versed in the topic, well-versed in the Bible, and pretty much talking about exactly what we were going over in part one, about UFOs, aliens, fallen angels, and so on, right? They also get into Jack Parsons, a little bit of Aleister Crowley, rituals, things that are done in order to, summon beings into our reality. And it all ties back to UFOs, alien presence, higher entities, demonic entities, kind of like the same thing that CERN is attempting to do, which is break through the veil, the barrier that protects us from darkness, from the spiritual realm. They do a really good job of talking about it, explaining, what UFOs or aliens possibly represents. Like I said, I believe this to be the truth. I don't, think it's the truth. I believe it to be the full truth, when it comes to this entire alien UFO thing that's been going on, right? All the way back to even when Hillary Clinton thought she was about to be president. Y'all will see in this clip, even they said it, just like Trump, when Hillary Clinton thought she was about to be president, she said she was going to go into the vault. Like, that's what they love to say and toy with us. I'm going to go into the vault and release all the information on UFOs and aliens. Same thing Trump said. Yeah, I'm going to go into the vault and we're going to talk about it. We're going to release it all, full disclosure, so on and so on, right? We get that same rundown, so we know there's nothing, there's nothing new that they're willing to share or tell us. They just want to keep running that same game about UFOs and aliens on the public, right? So this clip, y'all, I think y'all will enjoy this clip. I think I'm going to break it up because the actual interview is about 50 minutes long. It's tons of information throughout the entire clip. I could link that in the description as well if y'all want to watch the entire thing. But I'm going to break it up into two parts that I really wanted y'all to hear. And we're also going to go over an article about a group called the Collins Elite and what they had to do with Jack Parsons and the rituals that he ran, some of those Aleister Crowley, Thelema type rituals in order to invite, these creatures or entities that they call aliens and UFOs into our realm, right? Because all of this started back in the 40s when the Nazis and the Vril Society was doing the exact same thing, contacting these entities, right? It all circles back to where it was started, where it began. So with that being said, y'all, check this out.
Looked at this alien question. You can go back to even the past election in 2016. Hillary was talking about how if she won, she was going to open the vault and get into basically exposing what the UFOs are and the alien question. We wanted to look at it in the biblical aspect of it and to try to break down, what are we dealing with here? Because the world does have this answer, but as we found out, so does the Bible.
We understand that the Antichrist is coming on the face of the earth. There will be an Antichrist. And we know that he has fallen angels that are going to be working with him. You know, he's going to have a demonic army. He's going to have all types of lying signs and wonders. The Bible talks about these lying signs and wonders. And if it were possible, the elect would be deceived by his cunning. I believe the aliens in the last days, which we don't really believe them to be space aliens, and we'll get into that here in a few minutes, but I believe that the alien entities, the higher entities, they will likely use some type of a cataclysmic event, something major, whether it's real or synthetic. You know, we know about Project Bluebeam. Mm-hmm. We know about technology where they can project an image in the sky.
There's going to be things that come upon this earth that are going to cause men's hearts to fail them. And so, like right now, everybody is consumed with this Western civilization of idea of, you know, going to work and coming home and watching the ball game and getting married, 2.5 kids, dog and a cat, that whole deal. There's no room for supernaturalism there. But when that does take place, it's going to flip the world on its head. And so I think that this is kind of like we've already seen like a soft disclosure take place. And I think it's prepping the world for that. But even more so, I believe that it's tying into what the Bible says is going to take place. And ultimately, it's going to be pointing the world towards an Antichrist, towards a false prophet promoting that Antichrist. He's going to be able to call fire down from heaven. It's going to be some supernatural feats taking place in the eyes of men. And so if the world doesn't have a supernatural worldview, that's going to give it to them. I think that all this is going to culminate pointing people to this so-called messianic figure that's going to be in the place of Christ. And for the church, the big thing on that end of things is that if they don't have a supernatural worldview, if they see this coming upon the world, if just specifically in Matthew 24, people claiming to be anointed, people claiming to be Messiah, which is just another word for anointed, and underneath that, anointed for an office, they're going to be coming in the name of Jesus. So they get their foot inside the church doors and they're saying they're anointed and they're going to be doing crazy lying signs and wonders. And so that would be believing in what they see and what they experience versus having faith in God and his word.
No, Jesus said that there's coming a time where they're going to say to him, Lord, Lord, I did all this good stuff in your name. The thing that gets my attention there is that he mentioned some specifics like casting out demons mm-hmm. in your name. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a major denomination right now that they make their big deal on casting out demons. There's a couple of them, actually. There's going to be people that think they're operating in spiritual gifts, yet Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. Man. But what we're talking about with this alien idea, the aliens are going to be giving different types of experiences to people. This is what people have to understand. The experiences have to be tested with Scripture. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, we're going to accept them because they're supernatural experiences. Whether it's a supernatural healing, whether it's some type of a prophetic event where they speak a word of knowledge or they know something about your history, whatever it may be, the aliens could have a cure for cancer. You know, the aliens. These higher entities are coming from a different place than us. They're not earthborn. The only ones that could be earthborn would be the demons, which came through the line of the Nephilim. And obviously that's a little bit of a different scenario. Mm-hmm. It ties in together. But with higher entities, we're dealing with, there is a group that we track in this film called the Collins Elite. And the idea was trying to answer the question, were there events in history where the American government was working with entities? That was kind of the beginning of this research. And if so, what happened? Can we validate this? You know, what came of that? But also, were there factions in the government who stood up against these things? That was the premise of this film. And we started off by talking about a group known as the Collins Elite. Now, let's just go back in time. There was an event that took place back in the late 40s known as the Babylon Working Ritual. Now, this was a ritual that was carried out by Jack Parsons, JPL. You know, people will even to this day say that JPL stands for Jack Parsons Laboratories. But on paper, it's Jet Propulsion Laboratories. JPL is major. It's a historic, so much surrounding this, so much history here. Jack Parsons was not professionally trained, yet he was tapping into high technology and building rockets. How do you do that without any type of formal training? There were no rocket programs in America before Jack Parsons. This is paramount to understand. This guy was tapping into, you know, theosophy, Thelema, the religion of Aleister Crowley. He was a disciple of Aleister Crowley, and he was working with L. Ron Hubbard, who was the founder of Scientology. Interestingly, not only did L. Ron Hubbard start Scientology, but he was a science fiction writer. Mm-hmm. The movie Battlefield Earth with John Travolta, well, that was written by L. Ron Hubbard. Interestingly also, John Travolta is a Scientologist, right? Now, I mention this because this is a man who writes science fiction, yet he started a religion based on science fiction. There has to be something in there where he's getting these clues and these ideas. He's getting these from another realm.
From that point, you know, they ripped a hole open into space-time. And from that point afterwards, you had, well, regardless of what Parsons actually successfully completed during that with the Whore of Babylon and different things, after that, you had the Roswell incident. You had the Kenneth Arnold sightings. You had in 53, there was the swarm of UFOs that flew over the White House. And so there's this unleashing of supernatural activity that took place after that ritual was performed.
All right, y'all. Now, they start the interview off going right in, getting to the thick of the information and, you know, where all of this UFO and alien stuff originated, right? Especially when it has to do with these rituals, the religion of Thelema with Aleister Crowley, Jack Parsons. So look, it gets very interesting. I got an article I want to read just so we could get to know Jack Parsons a little bit more before we continue on with the clip, okay? Jack Parsons was the original Rocket Man. Notice that they said he had no formal training. No formal training. He just basically jumped into this stuff by way of, I guess, understanding or through rituals or, you know, who knows how he was able to obtain some of the knowledge that he had about rockets and so on, right? One thing I do want to say, though, that really caught my mind, really caught my eye, it doesn't really have to do with anything about this, was what the guy with the long ponytail said about people who think they're working in spiritual gifts, but God will tell them, I never knew you. I thought that was super important for people to listen to and think about, because a lot of people out there think they are actually doing the works of God, you know, but they really don't have a foundation in Christ. They really don't believe, you know, lukewarm, as a lot of people like to call it, and they think they are actually operating in spiritual gifts from God. They think they are actually doing good for people, when in actuality, you don't really know God. You don't really talk to God. You don't really love God. You don't really give it up. You don't sacrifice things in your life so, you know, God can show you the true path you are supposed to go down. A lot of times, you don't realize what's right in front of you, what God is actually trying to show you, because you refuse to pay attention to it, because it's really all about you and your ego. You know, at the end of the day, we all fall short, but we must have and create that relationship with God and get our hearts in the right place, you know, before things take a turn for the worse. So it says, his story is a strange one that verges on being absolutely unbelievable. Often referred to as the ultimate mad scientist, Parsons' research in the field of rocketry basically gave birth to NASA and allowed for mankind to release itself from the atmosphere and deep into supposed space. A true Hollywood boy, Parsons was born on October 2nd, 1914 in Los Angeles and quickly became fascinated by rockets, inspired by many pulp sci-fi magazines he would read as a young boy. Now check this out. It is also said that as a child, he would perform rituals to manifest the devil in his bedroom. Think about that, y'all. This goes back to what I was talking about at the end of, I think, the most recent video we did, or it was the one before that, where I was talking about, you know, everybody is not humans. They may bleed the way that we do. They may look the way that we do, but they are not actually us. This is one of those situations where that comes into play. I just can't, You know, I just don't believe these people are human like us, that they possess the same soul that we possess, the same connection to God, because as a kid, he's already doing rituals to manifest the devil in his bedroom. What does he know about life to be doing rituals to manifest the devil? You know, this is one of those situations where I feel like he's one of those people, you know, that they're not human. They just look like us. They bleed like us, but they're not us, y'all. And that's one thing we got to realize. Like, this bloodline of the Nephilim, like, as in what, you know, when we were watching that Pastor Darby clip, you know, their bloodline still runs deep. And this is what some of these people are. They're not human like us. And I fully believe that these people are out there. And, you know, some of them have already passed on. But, you know, those spirits, that spirit that resides in them, it still lurks. It still, you know, can possess people, especially the people of that particular bloodline that Jack Parsons may have been a part of. You know, that's just me thinking about the fact that, you know, he could have been tied to, and that's just me thinking about the fact that, you know, he could have been a part of a bloodline that got him to where he is or where he was back at that time. It says this obsession grew and grew over time as far as him trying to manifest the devil. And after graduating high school, the young man alongside his best friend Ed Forman linked up with Frank Molina, a graduate student at the California Institute of Technology, forming what they would call the squad. I can't say that S word, y'all. Y'all already know what YouTube would do. While it's the idea of rockets were perceived as nothing more than sci-fi fantasy, him and his peers moved forward with their experiments and research, proving that Parsons was a natural genius when it came to developing chemicals and mixing them in exactly the right amounts that these reactions could be so explosive, but controllable. This knowledge was later used by NASA. Of course, with this knowledge came questions and queries of who exactly was Jack Parsons, and what the man had uncovered was shocking beyond belief. Here's a picture of Aleister Crowley. While Parsons was pioneering rocket science, he was also an avid follower of occult circles in Hollywood. He was an attendant of the Ordo Templi Orientis and took part in meetings led by the father of modern-day occultism, Aleister Crowley. He was even appointed West Coast leader of the OTO by Crowley himself. Now, you have to imagine, because it goes back to the Book of Enoch and the fallen angels. Remember, the fallen angels basically taught humans everything that they wasn't supposed to teach them. And if this guy just had this natural, you know, curiosity, or he was a natural genius, supposedly, when it came to developing chemicals and mixing them in exactly the right amounts so that the reactions could be explosive but controllable, you wonder where he got that knowledge from. If he was trying to summon the devil as a kid, then I'm pretty sure he was able to reach some of these entities that, you know, taught him what he knew. Or, you know, he was possessed by some of these entities, and that is what was natural to him. Things that needed to be done in order to, you know, complete the rituals of the future that they really wanted to obtain, the knowledge they were really seeking. Now, here's some more freaky stuff. Through the money he was making in his rocket business, he bought a mansion in Pasadena, California, which became a party house to facilitate occult rituals and orgies. Now, you know, in all kind of rituals, occultism, sex is always involved. Why? Because it is magic, and that is what it is used for. You know, same with the Diddy thing, everything. It's all about sex. It's very spiritual, but we know that already, right? These stories led to Parsing being a bit of a liability to the government, and he was paid out his shares of Aerojet and was cast out from the field he had developed himself. This led to a further delve into the occult. In 1946, he would host a series of ritual rites, which he called the Babylon Working. Remember, that's what they were talking about in the clip, which he performed alongside Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard. That's another guy that they mentioned in the clip. The ritual was performed from January to March, over 2 months. an effort to manifest an incarnation of Babylon, a divine feminine spirit described by Aleister Crowley in his 1917 novel, Moonchild. After the first series of these rituals, Parsons was introduced to Marjorie Cameron, who he regarded as the manifestation they were attempting to summon. An unsuccessful attempt was made to conceive a child through sex magic, which Aleister Crowley himself regarded as foolish. But nevertheless, Cameron was regarded now as the Scarlet Woman slash Babylon, and the two quickly married. This is what they were talking about when they were starting to cite UFOs around the 40s and 50s after Jack Parsons completed these rituals. His alienation from the world of rocket science led him to work on explosive for the film industry, while the FBI still paid close attention to his movements. On June 1952, Parsons was killed by an unplanned detonation in his home laboratory. He was 37 years old. Cameron and others who knew the man doubt that this genius would ever have made such a fatal mistake. A UFO sighting above Washington, D.C. just after his death led her to believe that this was Parsons making communication. Unfortunately, her mental state began to deteriorate, and in 1952, she gathered a small clique of practitioners to create a cult called the Children, whose aim was to create a mixed-race society of moon children who would be devoted to the Egyptian god Horus. Now, the crazy thing about that children cult, it makes me think about River Phoenix and the Children of God cult that he was in, which was also in California as well. And that might actually be the same cult, but maybe back then it was just called the Children. And by the time River Phoenix made his circle through it, it was called the Children of God cult. I'm not really sure on that, but it makes me think about that because y'all remember we did do a video on River Phoenix and we talked about the Children of God cult. So y'all, that was pretty interesting, and it gives us a deeper understanding of who Jack Parsons was and his role in basically starting the ground for NASA. We know NASA also consists a bunch of those German scientists who, you know, was first a part of this whole UFO and creating flying saucers and so on, right? So it gives us a very good background that we should understand about where all of this stuff started when it comes to summoning these, you know, higher entities or these demonic beings that manifest into UFOs, or if you want to call them aliens. So with that being said, y'all, we'll jump back into this clip. Then we'll come back and talk about it a little bit more. Check this out.
Babylon working was successful, according to Jack Parsons. Matter of fact, Parsons said in his Antichrist Manifesto that they were successful and that a child was conceived in that act, and that there was a spirit known as Hilarion. The Whore of Babylon was what they were trying to bring about. They believed what we believe, in that America was the final Babylon. Like, this was the revived Babylon. They believed it, and they were occultists. You know, we're Christians, and we believe it. There's evidence to back this up. But yes, let's backtrack just for a second. What happened was they opened up this portal. They created a rift, and entities began to come through. Not just this Whore of Babylon being birthed, but other entities, because people all over the place started having paranormal encounters, and they began to report this to law enforcement, report this to the FBI, report this to whatever agency they could get in touch with. And so the federal agencies said, we've got to come up with an answer for this. You know, we were not prepared for any of this. There's UFO activity. There's talk of entities and demons and winged creatures and just all kinds of weird, I mean, just paranormal demonic activity following this ritual that Jack Parsons said finally worked. Wow. They did the ritual for a couple years. It finally worked, finally stuck. And that's what a scientist does. A scientist is going to work at something. He's going to work at the hypothesis. Absolutely. Until it's you know, proven true or false. Now, finally, the researchers, the government puts together this group that says, we're going to get answers to what exactly took place out there in the desert in California by Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard. They go to Jack Parsons. And keep in mind, Jack Parsons is also working with the government. He's now been given, you know, special privileges on things. So they go to him and they say, Jack, all of this stuff that's happening right now, did you do this? Did you do this? And, you know, he said, I think so. Now, shortly thereafter, Jack Parsons blows himself up in a lab. Accidental. It was not intentional. They're trying to figure out how to undo what Jack Parsons did. So they go through satanic rituals to communicate, because that's the only method of communication that they know that works to contact these entities. In doing this, there's a small faction known as the Collins Elite. This is where our film picks up. The Collins Elite was a small group inside of this larger group that was originally created to get answers to all of this. But once they began to engage in satanic rituals and magic and alchemy, this group says, hey, you know what? This is not what we signed up for. This small group raises up. It's a faction. It's a counterpoint group, which means that they're no longer in agreement with the big group. They have a different opinion. They say, we have a Christian worldview. This goes against our Christian worldview. And so they see that entities are being channeled and communicated with. And now technology is being given through these rituals to these other members of the government. So the Collins Elite says, whoa, 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 this is dangerous. You guys are really playing with fire here. We can't support this. We can't do this. And they came up with this idea that the aliens were going to take over, and that in order to protect our country from the aliens, from the entities, they believed that we needed to instate a forced theocracy based on the law of Moses. Because they thought if our country would go back under the law of Moses, that we would be untouchable from these entities. This group, this bigger group that was researching to get answers, they did not exist. Okay, this was what's known as a limited access program, or an LAP. A limited access program means that nobody in Congress has to know about this.
The Collins Elite were a counterpoint group within different governmental organizations that were, they were party to satanic ritual being used to make contact with these aliens or with these higher entities. And because of their Christian faith, they had the conviction. They saw this taking place and they're like, well, we don't need to be a part of this. This is what the Bible talks about in the worship of demons and of other gods. And especially being, you know, using blood sacrifice and different types of black magic to be able to accomplish it. So they saw that and they didn't want to be a part of it. They also were able to tie this back to what Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard did in the desert in the late 40s.
Now, to go ahead and end this video off, I also found another article that goes into a little bit more detail about the Collins Elite. So it says the Collins Elite is a mystery and little known group within the realm of theories and paranormal investigations. The group is believed to consist of former government agents, intelligence officers, and religious scholars who share a common interest in the intersection of science, religion, and the unexplained. The primary goal of the Collins Elite is to investigate and understand the paranormal and supernatural phenomena that have been reported throughout history. This includes UFO sightings, encounters with extraterrestrial beings, and instances of high strangeness that defy conventional scientific explanations. Their mission is shrouded in secrecy, and they are known for their reluctance to disclose their findings to the public. The Collins Elite is thought to have emerged around the 1950s, coinciding with the peak of the Cold War and widespread interest in UFOs. It is speculated that this group may have been established within the intelligence agencies of the U.S. government during that period. Now, no, all of this stuff started around the 40s and 50s. We always have to go back to the Nazis and the Vril Society. Remember, I said none of this stuff is true without mentioning the Nazis and the Vril Society. And this just lets you know, everything, like, you know, everything connects with it. Even this Collins Elite group being started, you know, after the Nazi Party and the Vril Society had their run. The Collins Elite is described as a collection of individuals within the U.S. government and military who hold a particular set of beliefs regarding UFOs and their origins, rather than a formal agency. The group's name and its theories gained attention through investigations and writings by individuals like Nick Redfern. Redfern's research involved direct contact with members of the Collins Elite, and led him to conclude that the group believes UFO phenomena are not extraterrestrial, but rather demonic in nature. See, y'all? You see? When we really get to researching this stuff, this supposed Collins Elite group that consists of, you know, all of these government and military guys and intelligence agency people, they even believe that they're not extraterrestrial, but they're demonic in nature. That's something to note. This belief is said to be based on a combination of religious conviction and interpretations of historical events, including early modern UFO sightings and alleged encounters. The group's perspective is deeply influenced by religious fundamentalism, with a significant focus on potential demonic origins of UFOs, which they believe are deceptive and manipulative forces aimed to mislead humanity. Now, that's exactly what that Arthur said. I remember that older white guy in the video we did where he said they're messengers of deception. That's exactly how he said it. The UFOs, messengers of deceptions. And what do they believe? They believe they are deceptive and manipulative forces aiming to mislead humanity. Sound just like the devil. Sound just like him. Manipulate you, destroy you, and mislead you. The Collins elite views were shaped by figures such as Jack Parsons and Aleister Crowley, whose occult practices in the early to mid 20th century are thought to have opened a portal to other dimensions inhabited by these malevolent entities. This belief system led the Collins elite to conclude that the UFO phenomenon is part of an end time scenario, where the appearance of extraterrestrial beings could be a deception by satanic forces. Check that again. This belief system led the Collins elite to conclude that the UFO phenomenon is part of an end time scenario, where the appearance of extraterrestrial beings could be a deception by satanic forces. What were they talking about in the beginning? They were talking about the Antichrist. They were talking about this huge deception, you know, to where the elect could possibly be tricked, be deceived. Now, could this be that huge deception that we're talking about that they have basically been preparing us since the beginning of TV, since the beginning of shows, since the beginning of media? Think about that. The group's activities and meetings, as reported by Redfern, took place in various informal settings and were initiated by the group members themselves. The nature of the Collins elite stems from their secretive operations and their reluctance to share their findings. They believe that the information they have uncovered about the paranormal and supernatural is too sensitive and potentially destabilizing for society at large. The Collins elite persists that UFOs and related phenomena might be deeply entwined with occult practices and supernatural entities, rather than just being advanced technology from distant galaxies, which they are not. Redfern's narrative suggests that this group believes in the existence of non-human entities, which they perceive not as aliens in a traditional sense, but as beings from other dimensions or realms, possibly with malevolent intentions. This perspective aligns with a more paranormal or supernatural interpretation of UFO encounters, suggesting that these experiences could be interactions with entities from different planes of existence, y'all. That's what it is. And that's why in the beginning of the clip, the guy was talking about the church or just the average person having more of a supernatural outlook on life. Basically being able to prepare yourself for a huge, you know, deception of some sort. Because a lot of people don't have that view. They don't have that kind of understanding where they would be able to recognize that, yo, this is some bullshit. This is not an alien from a distant galaxy that pulled up in an advanced technology UFO. You know, a lot of people won't be able to recognize what's going on, that this is a trick. You know, these are demonic beings that were summoned, that were brought here with rituals and the biggest machine underground in the world, as in CERN, the Hadron Collider. These beings are brought here through portals. And this is the deception that we're getting as far as UFOs and aliens. They're demonic beings, y'all. Fallen angels with malevolent intentions. intentions, as the article says, you know, whatever you want to call them. That is what we are dealing with. It's right there. And this is, you know, like I say, if you really want to know what a UFO and an alien is, this is the stuff you should be studying. This is the stuff you should take the time to read and find out. Because this is where the truth lies, right here. Not a gray alien. You know, none of that BS. All right, y'all. So, yeah, man, that'll go ahead and wrap this video up. You know, this is like a everlasting topic. So, you know, if I find anything else that's a little bit different, but kind of along the same topic and supports what we've been doing in these last two videos, I'll be sure to drop another one. You know, I feel like this is a topic y'all probably won't get tired of. So, you know, y'all just let me know what y'all find. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this video. And by the way, stay tuned, because Sunday I have a really good video for y'all, man. So yeah, with that being said, y'all, it's Black Balloon, and I'm gonna see y'all soon. I'm out.